Thank you for calling Craft CBD and Membership. My name is Ashlyn. Can I get your email address associated with the account you're calling for today, please?
Yes, Stormy, S-T-O-R-M-Y, 2007, at comcast.net.
All right, and can you verify your physical address on that account?
Well, I think I'm using my post office box 200, Healdsburg, California, 95448.
All right, and it shows we have a premium membership for you active until October of this year. How may I assist you with your account?
Well, a number of years ago, I purchased at least two patterns with yarn, and this is when before you turned to blueprint, and I need to reprint out the patterns, and I'm not seeing anything here.
Did you use a different email address?
I don't believe so. I don't know. Can't you search my last name and see if I've got something else in there? Then I would know if I should look somewhere else. But, you know, it's my cat just jumped on top of everything.
It's okay. Mine does that all the time. what is your last name? The only thing is I would need your last name and your zip code as to when you would have that membership.
Well, it looks like I first did it under sellover 2008 at comcast.net, and then I made a note and said new Craftsy under Stormy 2007. So, oh no, he's attacking my yarn now. Oh dear. so I guess it didn't when I changed the email address, it didn't transfer my old things over.
So okay, what was that old email?
My last name, sell over, with S like Sam, E-L over, 2008 at comcast.net. Ouch. Ouch.
S-E-L-O-V-E-R, 2008, correct?
Yes. Funny, my cat, if I'm talking on the phone or a Zoom thing, he wants to be held and cuddle up. And it's like, if anybody's getting attention here, it's got to be him.
Oh. Well, I'm not getting any accounts or any background from that email address.
Because this was, again, before you went to Blueprint. And for ages, I didn't know what Blueprint was, so I kept ignoring that. And but I need my pattern.
Yes, ma'am. What were the pattern? Do you know the names of the patterns you were missing?
No, I don't. It's one of them is with a marble chunky, and it was a sweater and a scarf. And I've got the bluish purplish one, and it's a cardigan without buttons or zipper, and where the color stripes are sort of going a bit vertical, and then the scarf to go with it. And then I bought another one that was two contrasting colors. I can't remember the name of it.
And what was the name of the classes that the pattern was under?
I don't remember.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So what we would need is do you have the proof of purchase from where you in your email or anything?
That would probably take me a while to find. I'll have to get rid of the cat first. Come on, cat. And sign out of one email and sign back into the other one and see if I can find it that way.
So the easiest way that it would be able for us to get these patterns put back onto your account is to get you to email us that information, such as the names of the patterns you're missing and the proof of purchase if you do have it or find it. And when you send that to us, what we can do is just add them to your new account so that you will have access to them. But as of right now, I can't see anywhere or anything that has any patterns on it associated with the email you gave me or the old email.
You don't have, well, let me get into my old account. It's opening now. And I'll search Craftsy. T-S-Y. Okay, here you've added new patterns. Okay, we're talking 2016. Let's see. I'm like adding more. So I've been 2014. Okay. Thank you for your order. Okay, let me find that. Okay, Drachenfels shawl kit.
Hold on 1 second. Will you spell that for me?
DRACHENFELS. What's your email? I can just forward this to you.
Yes. So what I'm going to need is I need you to send both of the emails with the proof of purchase and send it from the email that you want us to add it to. Or when you send us the two patterns, we would need you to include what email address your account is under, which would be the Stormy 2007 or 2008, 2007.
Okay. And what is your email address?
It's Craftsy, C-R-A-F-T-S-Y, at program-director.net. The hyphen.
D-I-R-E-C-T-O-R, director?
.net.
So Craftsy at program-director.net. And your name?
Ashlyn.
Ashlyn, okay. Hello. Here is my receipt.
And when we receive that, we will have to go into the account, find the patterns, and when we can locate the patterns, we will add them to your account.
Okay. So what I'm doing is I'm forwarding it from my old account, but I'm writing in here my new email. I says my new account is in this email, and I will send that to you now. It was Drachenfels shawl kit and the weekend jacket kit with the James C. Brett marble chunky and the marble chunky wrap and fingerless gloves. Connection timed out. Oh, come on. What is going on with this? I'll try and send it again. I really wanted to go to a sit and stitch with this yarn today. Okay, well, I sent that on to you. Yeah, because I spent like 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, over $100 with you guys. So I sort of, $107.48 to be exact. So I really think I deserve my product. Because you didn't send paper patterns. You had to go online to get the patterns. And that's always been a problem for me because it's like, just send me the paper pattern. I'm happy with paper. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. No. I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So anyway, I look forward to getting my patterns.
Yes, ma'am. So when we get this, we are going to go in and locate the patterns. Once we locate the patterns, we will be able to put them onto the account, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling CraftCBDM Membership. You have a wonderful day.
You too.